Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Let me just begin by telling you how grateful I am for you to be a part of this study. I pray that it is inspiring you to read the Word of God on your own. God loves you. He cares for you. He gave us the Scriptures so that we might know Him and grow in our relationship with Him. And so when we study His Word, He will reveal Himself to us through His and by His Spirit, and He'll guide us into all truth, and that's why we go to Him in prayer. So if you will, pray with me today, and let's just ask Him to be with us in our study. Heavenly Father, we bless You. We thank You again for Your Word. We thank You for life and breath, the sustenance of life, and how You are for us and not against us, and You've given us Your Word so that we might know You, and Lord, Your Son, Jesus, and that's our desire today. We bless You. We thank You again for Your Word, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The World Loves Its Own. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 15, and verse 19. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus told His disciples, "You have not chosen Me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in My name, He may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated Me before it hated you." And in chapter 15 and verse 19 of his book, John shared how Jesus told his disciples, "If you were of the world would love his own." Where we read, "If you are of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." The verse reads, "If you were of the world would love his own." John began with the words, "if you," which means whether and in case you, disciples of Jesus, were of the world or belonged to the earth and its inhabitants, the world would love his own, which means the earth and its inhabitants would be fond of, well pleased with, and contented with you, disciples of Jesus. John shared how Jesus told his disciples, if they belong to the earth and its inhabitants, then they would be fond of and dearly love them. The verse goes on to say, "But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." John continued with the words, "but because," which means, however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, or moreover, since and on account that you are not of the world, or the disciples of Jesus did not belong to the earth and its inhabitants, but I have chosen you, which means, however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, moreover, I, Jesus, have picked out and selected you, disciples of Jesus, out of the world or from the earth and its inhabitants. Therefore, the world hates you, which means, wherefore, consequently, and on this account, the earth and its inhabitants detest and persecute you, disciples of Jesus. John shared how Jesus told his disciples, since he selected them, and they did not belong to the earth and its inhabitants, the earth and its inhabitants hates them. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus told his disciples the reason they were hated rather than loved by the world. Because he picked out and selected them, the world hated them. Jesus chooses those who will be his followers. And this is based upon his foreknowledge of whether they believe in him or not. God knows everything. He's aware of every person who yields their life to his son, Jesus. When they submit to him, they become an enemy in opposition to those that are in the world. He knows that whether they're going to believe in him or not. And this causes the world to hate them. And regardless of their despite and persecution, those who follow Jesus will be rewarded for all eternity. And next time John shares how Jesus tells his disciples, "Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.